Order.
A long week in the House after the government took urgency to push through five bills flowing from the seventh budget that its Finance Minister Bill English delivered on Thursday.
Delivering this budget is only possible because of the constructive working relationships National has with the Māori Party, ACT and United Future. I want to acknowledge their continuing support and contribution to stable government.
That contribution being their four votes, which, added to National's 59, gives John Key's minority government the numbers to pass the budget, put the House under urgency and defeat the no-confidence amendment at the end of the 15-hour budget debate launched on Thursday by opposition leader Andrew Little.
Mr Speaker, I move that all the words after that be deleted and replaced with, "This House has no confidence in a government which has failed to deliver the jobs, the incomes, or the real surplus they promised, squandered the golden economic."
The opposition leader's traditional response to the budget earned the inevitable comment from the Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, that was singularly the worst reply speech by a leader of the opposition this Parliament has heard. This man, Mr Andrew Little, is like one of the least favoured candidates or contestants on The Bachelor. He knows he's never getting a rose, that boy. That was Andrew Little, and the operative word is little.
While John Key played the man, Winston Peters had a ball finding music for the budget.
This is a split ends budget. Everywhere you look, there are deficits, and as split ends, the group sang, "I see red, I see red, I see red."
While the New Zealand First Leader saw red, Greens co-leader Matiria Ture felt blue.
Today, Mr Speaker, children in this country, children in poverty, needed a game changer. But instead, the Prime Minister chose to do the barest minimum for the poorest children and to abandon the hopes of our younger generations.
In contrast to Matiria Ture, Māori Party co-leader Te Uaroa Flavel congratulated Bill English on his budget.
And it's sad that some will moan because they got nothing. They delivered nothing to the people of this country, and the Māori Party has been able to work constructively with the National Party throughout this last year.
The backslapping carried on when Mr Flavel was followed by United Future's Peter Dunn.
Mr Speaker, can I begin by congratulating my colleague to my right for his impassioned address and for the contribution that he makes to this government. And I must say also with respect to David Seymour to my left, the three support partners work remarkably closely together.
The love-in between the government's three support parties continued with the ACT member for Epsom, David Seymour.
Could I also tribute the fabulous speakers that went before me, and I reiterate what Peter Dunn says, that I greatly enjoy working with the other support parties. Kia ora and thank you.
David Seymour, Peter Dunn and Mr Flavel then joined National in voting to interrupt the budget debate to put the House under urgency. Their formal agreements to support the government on motions of money supply, confidence and procedure producing this result.
Members, the ayes are 63, the noes are 58. The motion is agreed to.
Chester Burrows was to hear those numbers, 63 and 58, many more times as he chaired the House sitting as a committee, resuming at 9 on Friday morning to debate the second bill in the urgency motion, the Social Housing Reform, Flexible Purchasing and Remedial Matters Bill.
Don't interrupt me while I'm on my feet. I'm the chair of this session and you are not.
Mr Burrows eventually lost patience with New Zealand First MP Ron Mark.
Member Ron Mark will leave the chamber. He's been here a long time. He knows that votes had called in silence. He was reminded of that and he decided to interject on three times, casting aspersions on people who voted a particular way. He will leave the chamber. Members, the ayes are 63, the noes are 58.
And so Ron Mark became the second MP ordered out this week. Labour's Grant Robertson was thrown out by David Carter on Wednesday for interjecting while the Speaker was on his feet.
When I'm on my feet and I call for silence, and then a member specifically after being warned not to interject does so, he leaves me no choice but to be severe.
Finally, the answer of the week from Trade Minister Tim Grosser to this question from Labour's David Parker.
Does he stand by his description during the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations of the Canadian dairy industry as belonging, quotes, in the former Soviet Union?
Yes,
because, Mr. Parker, it's called a negotiation. And to use one of Tana Umanga's memorable phrases, we ain't here to play tiddlywinks.
Trade Minister Tim Grosser, I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.